Why is he bad? Why serpent is bad? A part of common sense. Everybody feels bad because it sneaks behind you. And we call it bad stuff because it doesn't walk the path. We want the walking, right? And that's the Satan transformation, all of that. Okay. A guy, oh, you thought that, okay, this is a silly story. It happened maybe then, because then there was this fellow playing with the snakes, and now they, I need a better explanation. I explain it to you. When you look at the fellow who is a very wise guy, and he knows a lot of tricks, you want to have that wit, don't you? You pray for that. The next day, you watch it on TV. The guy is trapped after doing this and that and that. Finally, FBI got it. Then what?
And you're glad.
When we graduated, there was this fellow, a friend of ours, in our little circle, and he badly wanted to work in the special office of Her Majesty the Queen because it sounded great in that time. For some silly reasons, he didn't succeed. We were used to his nag about the this happened, I didn't do. Then the revolution came. Suddenly he realized that if he was working over there, all his family would be in trouble because he was a very good link and they could not escape and blah, blah, all of that. And he's always saying, you know, say, oh, do you wish it would happen? Oh, God forbid. That's what it is. Because you don't know what you wish for. We know what you wish for. What do you wish for? Havij, remember, the necessities of your little khanaqah. Do you remember the Arab and his wife? And the wife was always looking around for the necessity of the home. My intelligence looks around to see what do I need. And there is only one room. One. More is better. Even when I eat as much as I'm exploding, but that much more is better. Because intelligence is simple, that's why it's working. We are beyond that. This servant is a tool. Yes, it's very good, but little mistake, it's dangerous. In book 6, he will explain to you that have you ever thanked the situation and the condition that you are in lack of power? You cannot do something. Have you ever been thankful for that? Mm-hmm. Because a lot of bad doers, they do it because they can't. You cannot. Lucky you. If you don't have the control of it, lucky you if you don't have it at all. These are the stuff. So, the first thing is, don't bring your belief as a new moon to us. Because you are going to have new moons. Guess what? We'll go on, we'll analyze this philosophy, and you will have some blah 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 to assemble and to make it look like thinking. Even no ideas. And you even start to realize something about yourself. Please do not do that. Leave it to the doctors. Put away whatever from your eyebrow and do not wish for something you don't know what it is all about. Next one, you. I candidate your pet. Volunteer.
how the companion of Jesus, on whom be peace, entreated Jesus, on whom be peace, to give life to the bones.
This is something really emotional.
A very simple story. There is this stupid guy who looks at the Jesus and says, "Oh, you do miracles. I want to learn that." "Why are you laughing? Don't you want to have the miracles that Shams did and change Maulana? Don't dare say you didn't think about it. When they say something, somebody has something, you want to have it." So the guy looks at the Jesus and says, "Teach me. How do you bring this bone back to life?"
But Jesus will tell him, "Come on, it's not that easy. It needs this, it needs that." When Jesus is saying to that guy, remember that this is not Jesus. It didn't happen really to quote unquote Jesus. This is Rumi, this is the third paragraph. He's making an example to explain something. Then the guy will insist. Then God will come to interrupt and say, "Do it." "He's stupid." He said, "Do it." Jesus will bring the bone back. Just by that fluke that everybody knows when it happens. This is the bone of a tiger, which will kill the guy. Because he didn't ask that this is the bone of a human being or not. He didn't know. This is the story. He made it up, this story. I didn't find it in the Bible like that kind of stuff. He made it up to do what? To say that, remember, when I say, don't wish for something you don't know, I don't mean necessarily that's bad, but it could be bad for you. Why is he saying this? Let's challenge this. What is this? The guy is supposed to let me know what this knowledge, quote unquote, is. What Hakim is all about, right? Okay, he started with some, I don't know, falcon and open and come back and imagine it. Okay. Then the story starts, first I have to give up whatever I believe in or I see. Then I have to give up the wish for knowledge. Now it comes to miracle. That's what I hoped for. I want to be a miracle maker. And he would say, "Don't do that." Why?
Because you take away the other person's right to choose.
Which other person?
Well, if you're talking about being a miracle maker,
uh-huh.
A miracle
okay,
maker.
Okay, if that's the case, why Jesus will do it?
Because he's Jesus.
So I want to be Jesus. What's wrong with that?
Why not be Paris?
You tell me, because it's not the best choice.
It's still ego.
What?
It's still ego. It's still separation. It's still, you're still doing the me trip.
I think it's more than that. Listen, let's look at it simple, okay? First paragraph was a long one, no title, was the beginning. So he said a lot of stuff. Put it away. First paragraph was the illusion of moon, right? Second one was the serpent and serpent player, right? Third one, in those two, first one, I have to give up all the beliefs in me and all the stuff. Good. Second one, I have to give up even the best prayer and wishes. What's this about again? Okay, if this is not enough, you will see next paragraph is again the same because of the attitude of us. Wherever we go, we expect to gain something. Therefore, right away, we want to gain something. First, we want our beliefs to be correct. Second, we want to have all the knowledge and instrument they have. Then we want the miracle, we want everything. Right away. And we are not patient. Because we know, if it is good, give it to me. What is the problem here? Is that this is being given by beloved. And lover could not dictate to beloved what to do. This is why, remember, I said, you would knock the door, but very quietly. You don't bang at the door of beloved. But your attitude is, you invest. We are not supposed to waste your time, even, because you have to be paid back. You say, listen, whatever you want and you wish is irrelevant because you don't know what it is. This is another kind of stuff I want to explain. So first, the problems. Now, listen to this story and how he says this story. Who's volunteered? You?
You volunteered.
Good story.
I thought you volunteered.
No. Well, yes, maybe you were volunteered.
No, she
didn't. What did you wish for?
This is starting a certain foolish person. A certain foolish person accompanied Jesus. He espied some bones in a deep dug hole. He said, O companion, that exalted name by which thou makest the dead to live, teach me that I may do good, and by means of it endow the bones with life. Jesus said, Be silent, for that is not thy work. 'Tis not meet for thy breath and speech. For it wants breath purer than rain and more piercing in action than the angels. Lifetimes were needed that the breath might be purified, so that he was entrusted with the treasury of the heavens. Thou hast grasped this rod firmly in thy hand. Whence will accrue to thy hand the cunning of Moses?
First point.
See, the guy sees something, it is beautiful, give it to me, I want to do good. He said, it needs a lot of blah, 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 blah. Why? Because in here, there is no rule and generality. It's exception in exception. There is this stick. What is that stick? Famous stick.
Moses' staff.
Reasoning. Logic. Rumi said in book one, he was repeated that that stick is logic. He says, listen, you are blind. Okay, first grab that stick. Then find a fellow with open eye and let go of this. That logic is the beginning, and that's what it is. Because what is logic? Let's see what logic is. Proving something, istidlal. And istidlal in Arabic has two meanings. More than two, but these two is now good for here. One, istidlal means proving something, when you bring reason. And you do it mathematically, this is a stidlal, when you prove something. But the dalil means the guide, like tourist guide. And a stidlal means to find some guide to lead you somewhere. Because logic will lead you to somewhere. Logic is a path to prove something. That's why it's like guiding. That's what the stidlal is all about. And you will say, that's stick. The logic. What is that stick? That stick by itself? Nothing. Left alone is a dragon. In the hand of Moses is something to lay upon. And blah, 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 blah. Do you remember the story?
go and read this story. You will find it very interesting. You will find